Hello, this is KB3LLA Ken Silberman, welcoming you to our Getting Started tutorial on your brand new National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Digital Talking Book Standard Player. I know you're going to enjoy this player as much as I have been. What we're going to go over today is the Getting Started tutorial that comes with the player. Let's look at the box first. It's a long rectangular box, and on one of the long ends you'll find some tape. So find that edge and then place that edge on the table facing you. Now, you cut the tape or tear the tape and pull out and up on that edge of the box as if the top of the box were hinged. Now, as you pull it out and swing it up, you'll see two cardboard tabs slide out from either side of the box. Once those tabs are clear, then you can lift the lid up and see what's inside. Now, the box is designed so that the tabs should be clear when the front of the box is pretty much parallel with the top of the box. Okay, so now we've opened the box, and what's inside? Well, we have our digital talking book player, which is wrapped in a plastic bag, and it's fitted with two styrofoam end caps to keep the unit suspended in the box. This is in order to prevent damage during shipping. Also in the box, you will find this Getting Started guide that we're going over today in both Braille and large print. The Braille copy is one page or one sheet, and the large print copy is one sheet. You'll also find a large print copy of some very important safety instructions. That's a single sheet also. It's very important to review those instructions because you certainly don't want to fire or any sort of an electrical shock. Now, for folks who can't read the large print, all this material is available on the user guide, which is built into the player, and we'll get to that later. Well, I should say the Getting Started tutorial, if you really want to read it in Braille, is there. But in audio, the user's guide pretty much does cover that, just not quite in the same format. And that's all that's in the box. So now what I've done is I've pulled the player out. I've taken off the styrofoam end caps, pulled off the plastic bag, which is taped at one end. I've taken the player out and I put it on the table in front of me, facing me. Now, the front of the player, you can tell because it's got the cartridge slot, which is a very large rectangular hole. I'd say it takes up about 2/3 of the width of the front of the player and is centered. So now that we have the player on the table in front of us, let's take a tour of the physical unit first. The unit is black, and the sides of the unit are sort of rounded or beveled, I guess is a better way to describe it. The point is there are no sharp edges anywhere on the player. That's, well, on the front or the sides of the player. The back of the player is squared off between the top, say, and the back side of the player. They're at right angles. Now, to contrast with the black player, we have the buttons are all like a lightish gray or white. The guide says they're gray. Sighted people have told me they're white, so I'm going to call them light gray. There are only three exceptions to this. The place stop button is green, the power button is red, and the volume buttons are yellow. We'll get to that in more detail when we go through the controls. Now, let's go back to the front where the cartridge slot is. Immediately below the cartridge slot is a gray, or a, this grayish white, gray carry handle. It's similar to the carry handle on the old C1 cassette player that the Library of Congress provided, and you can slide it out and slide it in. Like that. You should be able to hear that. And it's designed the same way with two posts that slide out and a crossbar that you grab onto. So I'll slide that back in. And this carry handle is immediately below the cartridge slot. And the cartridge slot itself has two, the two sides of it are tapered in towards the center to guide the cartridge into the player. And that's all that's on the front of the machine. Now, if we'll follow around to the right side of the machine and head back. And as you move your fingers back along the right side, you find an eighth-inch mini plug. That's for the earphone. And you can use any standard set of headphones or earphone. Consequently, they're not provided with the machine. Now, immediately behind the earphone jack is a rectangular USB port. I believe it's USB-A, and that's for putting in a thumb drive. Yours should have a rubber cap on it. You can just peel away that cap. Now, this thumb drive, or this USB port, is so you can plug in a thumb drive that you have downloaded a book to from the Braille audio reading download site, Bard. It's also designed to accommodate a remote control unit that you can get from your library if you have trouble using the standard controls. And again, that remote control unit is not provided. That's about all that's on the right side. So if you trail your finger back from the USB port, you'll find absolutely nothing. Now we go make a left and go behind the player, and there's a large rectangular cutout. This is the cord storage area, just like again on the old C1 player. The cord folds up and gets stuffed in there, and the power cord is permanently attached to the player inside the cord bay, as I call it. And it's a standard electrical outlet, so you pull out the cord, which I've already done, and you can do that now too if you like. And you pull it out, and it's got a standard electrical plug on the end. You just plug her on in, and that takes up the whole back of the player. There's nothing else there on the back. Now, as we trail around to the left side of the machine and come forward, you run your fingers forward to the front of the machine, and you will find absolutely nothing on the left side. There's nothing there. Now I'm going to lift the player up, and we'll look underneath it. In each corner, there's a rubber foot. So we've got our nice gripping surface, or the rubber feet, and a neat feature is toward the front of the machine. Actually, it's in parallel with the two front feet. You'll find two rectangular cutouts, and if you put in there, the long side of each cutout is facing from front to back, and they're just inside the front rubber feet. And if you reach your finger into these cutouts, you will find that there is a bar on each one running across the cutout, running the width of the cutout. And the bottom of the rectangular holes is curved. Now these bars are so you can attach a shoulder strap, which is very cool. Simple, but very well thought out. Again, you can use any shoulder strap that'll clip in there, and so a shoulder strap is not provided. And yeah, you can't get that from the library. In fact, I think the only thing you can probably get from the library is the remote unit for the USB port, because headphones are just standard. Buy them at anywhere. Now, immediately, if you go inside these, put your fingers just towards the inside of the machine next to these shoulder strap cutouts, you'll start to feel a raised rectangle. And if you trail that all the way around, what you'll be feeling is the edge of the battery compartment. The battery is not removable and it's not user replaceable. And so that's, for example, that's when you'd have to send this back to the library for servicing should the battery die on you. Now I'm going to put the machine back down again in the same position we had it with a cartridge slot facing me. Now I should say that I measured the machine and I'd say the width is about 6 1/16 inches. The depth from front to back is about 9 inches. And the height off the table is about 2 inches, to give you an idea. Now let's go to the top of the unit where the controls are. I'm going to put my finger directly behind the cartridge slot to the first row of buttons. What we've got are, from left to right, the rewind button, which is a gray leftward pointing arrow. Immediately to the right of the rewind button is the rectangular green play stop button. And then immediately to the right of the play stop button is a rightward pointing gray arrow, which is a fast forward button. Now all these keys are sort of rubberized, and the rewind button has a raised edge along the tapered sides of the arrowhead running to the front. And immediately to the left and in front of that button is a Braille R. Now the play stop button, again, as I said, it's rectangular and green with a round depression in its center. And immediately above the play stop button in its upper right corner, or rear right corner, excuse me, you will find a Braille P. Now the fast forward button, which is again immediately to the right of the play stop button, is a rightward pointing arrow, again with the raised edge on the tapered sides of the arrow coming together at the front. And immediately in front of this button is a Braille, actually it's a Braille F, and it's actually in front and at the tip of the arrow is the Braille F. And that's the first row of buttons. Now, if we move our hands back, we'll get to the second row of buttons and start on the left side again. You see a round, nice circular button with a round raised edge and a depression in the middle. This is your red power button. And immediately to the right of the power button is a Braille P. And if you move your finger to the right of the power button, you'll feel a gray crescent-shaped button, and immediately, which is the sleep timer. Very cool feature. And immediately to the left of this button and inside the crescent is a Braille S. Now, to the far right of the machine, in this row of buttons, and actually, yes, I consider it part of this row of buttons, but are the volume buttons, and they extend down to the first row of buttons. Anyway, these are yellow arrows, and they have the raised edges that taper towards the front and meet at the point, like the play, like the fast forward and rewind buttons. But I'd say these arrows are a little more rounded. Now, in between and just to the left of these arrows is a raised, well, I'm sorry, is a Braille V. Now, actually, I would say these buttons, it almost looks like the, I'm considering them in the second row buttons, but it's more like the backward pointing arrow, which is volume up, is in the second row buttons, and the frontward pointing arrow, which is volume down, is it's almost between almost at the in the first row buttons. I think they kind of really designed it so it's sort of in between, but in any case, they're obvious because they're the only forward and backward facing arrows on the machine in the front section. In the front section of buttons that we've gone over, there are two sections. And so you really can't miss them. And that's it. So for the front of the machine. Now, right behind this whole mess of buttons that we've just gone over is a raised bar that goes across the width of the machine. And that just separates the front group of controls from the back group of controls. It doesn't do anything at all. Now we go to the back of the machine. In the center, there's a large circular speaker grill. This is a great speaker with a lot of bass, actually, and the volume can crank this thing up very loud. Now, to the left of the speaker, you'll see a set of forward and backward pointing gray arrows, and these are your tone controls. Again, they're gray arrows, and they have that raised edge along the point of the arrow that meet at the point. They run around each side up to the point. And again, they're a little more rounded than the others. Definitely more rounded than the fast forward and rewind buttons. The backward pointing arrow is tone up, and the frontward pointing arrow is tone down. Immediately to the right of these arrows and in between them and in between the arrows and the speaker grill is a Braille T for tone. And we go to the other side of the speaker, and there's another set of forward and backward pointing arrows. Again, in the middle between them and just to the left of them is a Braille S, and this is your speed control. These arrows, again, are the gray arrows, but they don't have raised edges. And they are kind of rounded. Actually, a little more rounded than the tone controls. I'm sure that's just to distinguish them from the tone controls. The backward pointing arrow is your speed up, and the frontward pointing arrow is your speed down controls. And that's it. That's all you have on the player. Now, when you don't have a cartridge in the player and you turn it on, it can go into what's called, I believe it's called button describer mode. And it allows you to hit a key and it'll tell you exactly what it does without executing anything. So, what we're going to do now is take the cord, plug it in, and see what the player says. It should say player on. Then we'll go through the button describer mode.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
How about that? It actually worked the first time. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is go through each key again, but we'll hit it and see what it does. So I'm starting in the first row on the left with the leftward pointing gray arrow with the raised ridges, which is rewind.
Rewind. Press this rewind button once to move backward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this rewind button to move back further in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more quickly you will move backward. The player will tell you how far the reading position has moved. If you hold down the rewind button for 10 seconds, you will back up 15 minutes in the book. If you hold down the rewind button longer than 10 seconds, the reading position will continue moving, progressively faster, back to the previous chapter, where it will then move from chapter to chapter. You will hear a beep at the start of each chapter. If you hold down the rewind button long enough, you will reach the beginning of the book. When you release the rewind button after moving to a different chapter, the player will announce the name of that chapter and play from its beginning. If the player was stopped prior to pressing the rewind button, you will need to press the play button to hear the book. It is not necessary to rewind the book before returning it to the library.
All right, now moving to the right of the rewind button to the green rectangular play stop button. Again, it has the big circular depression in it.
Play stop. To start or stop playing a book, use the large play stop button. When the book is playing, press this same button to stop the player. When you press play again, the book will continue playing where you last stopped. You may also press and hold this play stop button for 2 seconds to read the player user guide. When you have explored all the buttons and are ready to play a book, insert a cartridge into the slot located in the front center of the player. Insert the end of the cartridge opposite the finger hole first. Push firmly to lock into place. There is a retractable handle that may be used to transport the player. You may store the power cord in the space at the back of the player when battery powered or when the player is not in use.
Now, the neat thing about this machine is if you stop the player and pull your book out, it'll remember where it was when you put the cartridge back in. And it'll do this for every book you've got. So if you decide you're reading book A and you want to stop and then just switch and start reading book B, and put another cartridge in or put a thumb drive in, it'll remember where you were when you plug book A back in. And then it'll remember where you were when you plug book B back in. Now that's very cool. The other thing I want to tell you is, or demonstrate here, is how to get into the user guide. It's very important. And let me explain first that the user guide is just a Daisy book. So you use all these same controls, and we'll explore this a little bit later. But you He just says, it said you hold down the button for a second or two, and we're going to do that now. And then I'll just get out of the user's guide. Okay, I'm going to hold it down for a second or two and keep it depressed.
Standard player user guide. Current position, standard player user guide. 1. Welcome. Welcome to your new Talking Book Player, standard player user guide. This document will go.
See, now I paused it. Now I'm going to hit the key again.
Guide you through the various features the player has to offer.
So you see it picked up exactly where I was. Now I'm going to hold down this key for another 2 seconds, and it'll jump out of the user's guide.
Closing the user guide.
There you go. Now I'm going to go to the right of the play stop button to the rightward pointing gray arrow with the raised ridges, which is fast forward.
Fast forward. Press this fast forward button once to move forward 5 seconds in the book. Press and hold this fast forward button to move further forward in the book. The longer you hold the button down, the more quickly you will move forward. The player will tell you how far the reading position has moved. If you hold down the fast forward button for 10 seconds, you will advance 15 minutes in the book. If you hold down the fast forward button longer than 10 seconds, the reading position will continue moving, progressively faster, to the next chapter, where it will then move from chapter to chapter. You will hear a beep at the start of each chapter. If you hold down the fast forward button long enough, you will reach the end of the book. When you release the fast forward button, after moving to a different chapter, the player will announce the name of that chapter and play from its beginning. If the player was stopped prior to pressing the fast forward button, you will need to press the play button to hear the book.
Okay, now let's go to the second row of buttons on the left side to the circular red power button with the depression and the raised ridge around it.
Power, battery charge remaining, 29 hours, battery recharge in progress, power cord operated. Press this power button to turn the player off. Press the power button again to turn the player back on. If the player is running on battery and not playing a book, it will automatically turn off after 30 minutes to preserve battery power.
So you can see it told me that it was running off the wall and charging. The battery will fully charged will run for about 35 hours, but it doesn't say 35 hours. It'll say something like charge greater than 29 hours. Mine just said 29 hours because I have drained the battery a bit. Now let's go to the right of the power button to the crescent-shaped gray sleep timer button. My favorite feature.
Sleep. Pressing the sleep button once will play 15 minutes of the book and then stop the machine. Pressing the sleep button twice will play the book for 30 minutes, 3 times for 45 minutes, and 4 times for 60 minutes before stopping playback.
Okay, now we're going to go to the right of the sleep timer button to the 2 yellow forward and backward facing arrows with the raised ridges, which are your volume buttons. Now I am pressing the backward pointing arrow facing away from me here.
Volume up. To increase the volume by 1 step, press the volume up button. There are 15 volume steps.
Now I'm going to press the forward pointing arrow facing me.
Volume down. To decrease the volume by 1 step, press the volume down button. There are 15 volume steps. You cannot turn the volume off completely.
And that's it for the front set of controls. Now I'm going to move back behind that raised bar to the rear set of controls by the speaker, which are your tone and speed controls. Now, unlike the volume control, these controls will tell you when you're at the normal tone and speed by beeping. Now, moving to the left of the speaker, to the gray forward and backward facing arrows with the raised ridge, and these are your tone controls. Now, I'm hitting the backward pointing arrow facing away from me.
Tone up. To raise the tone of the voice by one step, press the tone up button. There are 11 tone steps. The player will tell you when the voice tone is normal.
We'll demonstrate that in a minute. Now I'm going to hit the forward facing tone arrow going towards me.
Tone down. To lower the tone of the voice by one step, press the tone down button. There are 11 tone steps. The player will tell you when the voice tone is normal.
Now I'm going to go to the right of the speaker to your speed controls. These are the forward and backward pointing arrows with no raised edges. I'm pressing the backward pointing arrow away from me.
Speed up. To increase the reading speed by one step, press the speed up button. There are 16 speed steps. The player will tell you when the reading speed is normal. Speed adjustment can only be performed with a book inserted in the player. The speed cannot be changed in button describer mode.
Now I'm going to hit the slow speed button, which is the forward pointing arrow pointing towards me.
Speed down. To decrease the reading speed by one step, press the speed down button. There are 16 speed steps. The player will tell you when the reading speed is normal. Speed adjustment can only be performed with a book inserted in the player. The speed cannot be changed in button describer mode.
Okay, we've gone through all the keys on the machine. I wanted to show you the tone and speed controls to show you that where it beeps when it gets to the normal values for those. Since the user guide is simply a Daisy book, but that's loaded into the software of the machine, I'm going to go into that and use it. It works the same on all your cartridges. So I'll hold down the play stop button for about a second or two.
Standard player user guide. Current position 1. Welcome. Press where the buttons are located and their function.
Okay, so we're into the first Daisy book. First Daisy book that you should actually read. I really recommend it. It's a very good user guide. Tells you a lot about the machine. Goes over all this material and the safety instructions mentioned earlier. So what I'm going to do is start the guide, and then I'm going to go to the tone controls. I'll move up one step in tone, back to normal, one step down in tone, and back to normal. When it hits normal, you should hear a beep. Let's see.
And describe how to use the player and how to read
tone
steps.
Up.
Tone up. 2. Contents of the box.
Tone down.
When you open, tone down.
There you go.
Normal. Your talking book.
Tone down.
Here, tone down. Here's what you will find.
Tone up.
A series of instructions. Tone up.
There you go. Normal. Now I'm going to do the same thing with the speed controls. I'm going to go way up here to demonstrate speech compression. What that means is that as you either speed up or slow down the machine, the voice won't go like this.
Or go like this, like a munchkin!
Yes, it will not sound like a munchkin when you speed it up. That's speech compression. So I'll start the user guide and then speed it up. A few steps, or actually I'll speed it up a lot of steps so you can really see the speech compression. Then I'll go back past normal, you hear a beep, and then I'll slow it way down, then I'll go back to normal. Okay, I'm starting the user guide.
Player, packing materials.
Speed up.
Instruction sheet, speed up. It's in large print.
Speed up.
A list of speed up, important safety instructions.
Speed up.
And a speed up, quick start guide. The quick start guide, speed up, right, in Boston Braille, is all speed up, so included. All instruction sheets should be saved for reference. Your player came packaged with protective foam caps on either end of the player, and a speed up, protective plastic bag covering the player. Please save these packaging materials, including the box, should you ever need to return your player for servicing.
So you can see, the voice sounds just fast, but normal. Normal pitch. Now I'm going to start slowing it down again.
3. Introducing your new talking book player. Let's begin with speed down. The tour, speed down. Of your new talking book, speed down. A player, speed down. Please place the speed down player in front of you. Speed down.
Now we're at normal speed.
The retractable carrying hand, speed down. Though should be faced, speed down. Speed down. You speed down. You speed minimum. And the power cord.
So we're at the minimum speed.
The handle is light gray in color to contrast with the.
His voice sounds normal, but it sort of sounds like he just woke up.
The power cord is stored in the enclosure.
I'll go back to normal speed. We didn't hear that twin beep, which means I never got to the fastest speed possible.
Unfold the power cord and speed up. Plug it, speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up, normal, into a power outlet.
Let's see what the fastest speed is.
Automatically, when you speed up, speed, speed up, speed, speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up, speed, maximum. About the handle is opening, where you insert the book cartridge that you will receive in the mail from the library. We will discuss how to play a book in a later session. A headphone connector jack is on the right side of the player near the front. Headphones are not included. The player is a built-in speaker, so using headphones is optional. If you do plug in headphones, the built-in speaker will be fine. On the right side,
back to normal.
Speed down, speed, speed down, speed, speed down, speed down, speed down, speed down, speed down, speed down, normal. This is an optional connection.
You see, it actually said normal and said speed maximum and speed minimum. And again, the tone works the same way. All right, now let's go through fast forward and rewind for a second. I think that's important. I'll start the book and then start with fast forward because I'm at the beginning pretty much. And I'll tell you what I'm doing as I go.
For a remote access control to assist.
Hit fast forward once.
Who can forward at 5 seconds? Also, be
I'll hit it twice.
To play forward, 10 seconds. A shoulder strap.
3 times.
Forward. 15 seconds. It is surrounded by a raised ridge.
4 times.
The power button. Forward. 20 seconds. The play stop button.
5 times.
With the letter P. Forward. 25 seconds. Be present.
6 times. Guide.
Forward. 30 seconds. Press and hold the rewind button.
7 times.
Further forward. 35 seconds. When you release the rewind button.
Now I'm just going to hold the fast forward button down.
The player will announce the name of that chapter. Forward. 20 seconds. Forward. 1 minute. Forward. 5 minutes.
Okay, now that it's beeping, it's going by section.
Forward. 15 minutes. Jump forward by section. End of book.
There you go. We went to the end of the book. Now I'll do the same thing with the rewind button.
Back. 10 seconds.
Whoops.
Back. 5 seconds.
Hit it once. Must have quick hit it twice there. Twice.
Back. 10 seconds.
3 times.
Back. 15 seconds.
4 times.
Back. 20 seconds. Imagine the player. You must go.
Well, you get the point. It's move. Every time you hit it, you tap it, it goes back 5 seconds. Now I'm going to hold the rewind button down.
We'll make sure that the remote back. 20 seconds. Back 1 minute.
Going back by section?
Back 5 minutes.
Whoop, not yet.
Back 15 minutes. Jump back by section.
Each beep is a section, so I'll stop it. There.
New location 1. Welcome. Welcome to your new Talking Book Player Standard Player User Guide. This document will guide you through the various features the player has to offer.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I want to go fast forward and just show you how we can stop at a particular section. We know we're in section 1.
Forward. Forward 20 seconds. Forward 1 minute. Forward 5 minutes. New location 4. Book cartridges and containers.
Okay, so you heard 4 beeps. That means we're in section 4. So every time you hear a beep, it's moving forward and backward a section or a chapter. I mean, in this book, it's sections. In other books, it'll be chapters. It depends how the Daisy book was structured. So even if you hear a beep when it's saying moving forward 5 seconds or 10 seconds or 5 minutes or 15 minutes, that's still a chapter or section. And it'll put you right where you think it is, and it said I was in section 4, so that's basically how you use it. Now all these controls, as I've been showing them here, and actually I should show you the volume controls as well. We'll do that. Since this is a standard Daisy book, it'll work the same way on your cartridges or your barred download book. So I'm going to start the book and do volume up and volume down. And that will finish the controls. Sleep timer I'm not going to demonstrate here because, well, I don't think you want to wait 15 minutes for the book to go to sleep. And I certainly don't. All right, let's do volume up and then I'll show you power.
4. Book cartridges and containers. Volume up. 4.1. Volume up. Cartridge container. Volume up. Container. Book cartridge. Volume up. Cartridges are sent through the mail. Volume up. In blue plastic. Volume. Maximum. Containers. The containers are held closed by 2 plastic tabs.
Pretty
on
loud.
Short edges.
Let's go down.
To open. Volume down. Volume down. Volume down. Find the 2 depressions in the volume down. Top volume down. Top surface. Volume down. And volume down. And volume down. Press volume down. Volume down. Volume down. Volume down. Volume down. Volume down. Volume. Minimum. Up.
Okay, I'm at the minimum volume. I'm not sure you can even hear this, but I'll crank the volume up a little bit again.
Back into the container, label side up. Close the lid, volume up, and volume up, snap, volume up, depth, volume up, on the, volume up, to plastic, volume up, tabs. The address card on the, volume down, bottom face of the container, has, volume up, the library's,
okay, so you can see that the volume gets pretty loud and pretty quiet. The one thing I just discovered, unlike fast forward and rewind, these buttons you have to hit every time to change the volume. You can't just hold them down. Let's see if that actually works with tone and speed. I haven't tried that yet. I'm going to try that now. Starting the book.
Turn address printed on the reverse side. Speed up. Remove the card from the container. Turn it around so that the library's address is showing on the outside. Speed down. Normal.
Went back to normal. So
into the plastic edge.
Let's try this with tone.
Bottom
tone up.
Tone up. When orientated correctly for returning to
I'm
the library,
it.
The address tone down. Normal. Card will have a small hole.
Okay, so the only all the arrow buttons, to change the settings, you have to hit them repeatedly for each change, except for the fast forward and rewind buttons. Those, as we saw, you can hold down and really zip through the book. Now let's show you power. I don't have a cartridge in there, but let's see if we can turn it off.
Player off.
There you go. Hit it again.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
There you go. So as soon as you turn it on, it will go into button describer mode. And actually, what I'm going to do now is put that on. I'm going to pull the plug out for a second and put it on battery mode. And try the power again.
Battery charge remaining greater than 29 hours.
Okay, there you go. It said, I pulled out the plug and it said battery charge remaining greater than 29 hours. And that's the highest reading you're going to get.
Power. Battery charge remaining greater than 29 hours. Battery powered. Press this power button to turn the player off. Press the power button again to turn the player back on. If the player is running on battery and not playing a book, it will automatically turn off after 30 minutes to preserve battery power.
Okay, yeah, so we're in button describer mode. But see, now it said told me I was running batteries and power greater than 29, or battery life greater than 29 hours because it's been charging for a little while. I'm going to hit this twice, see if that shuts it off.
Power, battery charge, player off.
There you go. So if you don't have a cartridge in the player and you hit the power button twice, it'll shut the machine down. I'm going to turn the power back on and plug it back into the wall, and then we'll talk about the cartridge.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function. Battery charge remaining greater than 29 hours. Power cord operated.
Okay, so you see it just said power cord operated when I plugged it in. Let me pull the plug out again.
Battery powered. Battery charge remaining greater than 29 hours. Power cord operated.
All right, that's cool. It tells you when the power cord has been removed and when you put it in. That's very nice. And that's about it for the operation of the player. I'm going to talk about the cartridge that you get from the library. I have one here. It's about the size of a cassette. It is rectangular. It's white. At the front end of it, there's a big round hole, a finger hole, so you can slide the cartridge in and out of the player. At the back is a USB port to match the one at the very back of the cartridge slot, which I'm sticking my finger in the cartridge slot. I can't feel it, but I'm sure you can see it. In fact, yeah, sighted folks have said you can see it. There's Braille on the top of the cartridge. So even if you're not a Braille reader, if you just feel it, you'll know which is the upside. So the way you insert this in the player is with the Braille side up and the finger hole facing towards you. And we're examining it right now, and the front edge of the cartridge is at right angles to the sides. It's a perfect kind of rectangular shape. But if you go below the top, the actual very front edge, there's a slight vertical edge, and then it tapers down and towards the back. A On the sides of the cartridge, it's at right angles and the sides are flat about, about halfway back. And then again, you run into the sides being tapered down and in. And then if you, as you go to the very back of the cartridge, I'm going to take what I said back. It's like the back corners are kind of cut off and they're angled to, at the top towards the center. And there's a little bit of a flat edge to it, and then it tapers down and in. Now, all this is simply so that the cartridge will go in only one way. You can't put it in the wrong way. So all you do is put this in. I'm going to put it in now. Actually, there's one thing I want to say first. Because this is a USB cartridge, it's essentially a thumb drive. And you can plug a USB cable into this and plug this into your computer, and it will just look like another thumb drive, which is really cool. Or if you had to, you could plug this, I guess. You wouldn't do this, but you could take a USB cord and plug it into the USB port on the side of the machine. Now, these cartridges from the library, I believe, are write protected. So you can't write to them, but you can copy a book off of them. For example, if you wanted to take this book and copy it to your Victor Reader Stream, assuming it's authorized to play NLS books, you could do that. Or your BrailleSense, you could do that, or your, any of your other players. And we're going to talk about how to authorize your players at Radio Camp this year. Now I'm going to put the cartridge into the player, and you just, again, I've got it with the Braille sight up and the finger hold towards me, and I'm just going to push it back till it kind of clicks in. And the book should start right up.
Under Enemy Colors.
There you go.
Current position. Under Enemy Colors by S. Thomas Russell. Time remaining 18 hours, 2 minutes. Colors by S. Thomas Russell. DB67747. Copyright 2007 by Sean Russell. Read by Jim Zeiger. This book contains 486 pages. Approximate reading time, 18 hours, 5 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to the chapter.
Pause. So you can see I'm at the beginning of the book now. I'm going to do a little fast forward just to show you how easy it is to get to a chapter in a real book. I won't spend much time with this because we went over the controls earlier, but here we go.
Author's note and forward.
Two.
Forward 20 seconds. Forward 1 minute.
Three.
Forward 5 minutes.
Four.
Forward 15 minutes. Jump forward by chapter.
Five. Six.
New location. Four. Hayden could not.
Now we're at chapter 4. Probably that was because of the introductions to the book or something like that. Let's try it again real quick.
Remember, so much. Forward 20 seconds. Forward 1 minute. Forward 5 minutes. Forward 15 minutes. Forward 30 minutes. Jump forward by chapter.
Five, six, seven.
New location.
Seven. Tom Worth.
Okay, so you can see the difference here is it said move forward by chapter, whereas in the user guide it said move forward by section. And that has to do with the way the Daisy book was designed. The user guide only has sections, and this has chapters. They can design Daisy books with chapter headings, sections, pages, many different levels of navigation. It all depends on the complexity of the book and just the way they want to do it. So now I'm going to hold the rewind button and just go back to the beginning of the book.
Back 20 seconds. Back 1 minute. Back 5 minutes. Back 15 minutes. Jump back by chapter. Beginning of book.
So I'm at the beginning of the book. And now I'm just going to pull the cartridge out. And that's it. Now if I had pulled this out again anywhere in the book and popped it back in, it would have remembered exactly where I left off. I like these cartridges in any case because they're big and they're easy to handle. And, you know, you really can't lose them very easily. So, well, let's talk about the box that they go in. When you get your book from the library, it'll come in a blue mailer, very much like the old cassette mailers in design, in that it's molded inside so the cartridge fits right in. And at the front edge, it's got the two snaps on the end of those plastic straps. You just flip them up and snap them into the lid, and that closes the box for mailing. And it's got the flip card with your address and the library's address. To return it, you just pull it out and flip it over, slide it back in the slot, and send it back free matter for the blind. Works just the same way as the old cassette cartridge. Now, as I said earlier, you can download books from the Braille audio reading download site, the BARD site of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. And these are the same books, but they're zipped up. You can, if you're authorized to get on that website, and you can download the books and copy them onto a thumb drive and stick the thumb drive into the side of the machine, that little USB slot on the right side, and it'll behave exactly like this book that we just reviewed. All the controls work the same way. Or what you can do is you can buy 2 gigabyte cartridges from the American Printing House for the Blind, hook a USB cable up to it, plug it into your computer, and download your book and copy it onto the cartridge. And then play it in the regular cartridge slot on the machine. And I went out and I bought a couple of cartridges and cables, and I bought myself 2 mailers also. You don't have to do that, but I just wanted a couple in case I have a couple books going at the same time. I bought the cables just so I could dedicate a cable to each cartridge. You don't have to buy one for each cartridge. And I bought a mailer to protect each cartridge. But again, you don't have to do that. I just wanted to do it. You could just buy the cartridges and get one cable or whatever. These aren't proprietary USB cables, but you can't just use the one that goes into the computer is normal. The other side has kind of a square edge to it, so it fits in the cart around the USB connection on this cartridge. I have to check and see if you could use a regular cable. I'm not sure yet, but in any case, the cables are cheap, and I've seen them at independent living aids. The cartridges cost about I think for the printing house about $12 or $14 in that range, and the cable from independent living aids was about $4.95, $4.99, something like that. Of course it's reusable, and you know it's not going to wear out like a cassette, so at least not for a long time. You know, flash memory like this does eventually degrade, but it takes a long, long time. I haven't wrecked a thumb drive yet. At any rate, so if you need help signing up for the Bard site and you want to do that, you can call Handy Hams and we'll help you. And our website is http://www.handyham.org. Hotel Alpha, November, Delta, India, hotelalphamike.org. Or if you need some help with it, you can email me, Ken Silberman, at KB3LLA, Kilo Bravo 3 Lima Lima Alpha, at ARRL.net, and I'll help you with that. The Bard collection's kind of small right now because they're converting all the books from audio or from analog cassette to digital. So don't send your C1 player, cassette player, back to the library yet, because for several years there're going to be more audio cassette books than digital books. But gradually it will switch and the cassettes will be phased out completely. I've downloaded a couple books from the Bard site. I've downloaded an edition of QST, which is great. And the neat thing is, once everything's up there, you decide you want a book, you just go there and download it. You don't have to wait for a week or two for the book to be mailed to you. Also, if you're listening to this, I should say, and you don't have an NLS player, digital player yet, contact your local library where you get your talking books and get on the mailing list to get a player. They're gearing up with the production runs now, so there are going to be a lot more becoming available. And if you need more control over your books, there is an advanced player, which is just like this player, but it has more controls for making bookmarks and moving around by different levels, like page, section, as we were talking about earlier. Just depends on the level of complexity you want. They designed two players. This is a great machine. It's sturdy, durable plastic. I highly recommend it. You know, the NLS really did a great job with these machines, and I'm very impressed, and I enjoy it a lot, and I know you will too. So that's about it for this tutorial. I hope you enjoy your player. And I will see you down the log and in the library. 73 to all. This is KB3LLA, Ken Silberman, out.